Hey everyone, welcome to Smart Boss Social Minds podcast. It is the 20th of February 2021, and believe it or not, this is the first episode to kick off 2021. That's amazing, but it also means I haven't uploaded a podcast episode for 2 months, which is really bad, and I'm really sorry. Things got crazy during the pandemic. I have been homeschooling my kids and keeping my business together, and my podcast got pushed to the side. But I plan on getting to grips and getting as much of these podcast episodes out as soon as possible and provide as much value to you guys as I can. To kick off 2021, we've got an amazing guest. His name is Maurice Philogene, and he is an all-round very, very interesting guy. He is a serial entrepreneur, but I'm going to let him kind of explain what he does in the podcast episode. If you have found value in this episode or any other episode, please feel free to like, comment, share, leave a review. I really want to hear you guys' feedback, and I hope you enjoy the content. Welcome to Smart Boss Social Minds podcast. I have a brilliant guest with me here today. His name is Maurice Philogene, and he is an explorer of 96 countries, an investor, a philanthropist, a police officer, and a financial freedom coach. Whew, that's a lot in one sentence.
It's weird to hear it.
Yeah, he also became financially free in 2010. He is extremely interesting and influential, and I know him personally. Maurice, welcome to Smart Boss Social Minds podcast.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here with you in this different context.
You.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Maurice, obviously I know you. Well, I know a bit about you. But for anyone who's listening, do you want to kind of explain, as I kind of mentioned, all the amazing things that you do, try and whittle it down into kind of your background story, touch on the things that you do and where you're at now?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So what is everything that I do? Well, first of all, I live in the Washington, D.C. area. I was born in New York, raised in Boston, but I live in DC by way of University of Virginia, which is not too far away. But Alicia, what you are alluding to is the fact that out of university, I started working for a corporate consulting firm. I'm now on year 24, which every time I say that number, it kind of blows my mind. But so I'm a senior executive at a global consulting firm. I was also in the military right out of college for 22 years as a federal agent. And that just stopped maybe a year and a half ago when I retired. In 2008, I became a police officer to give back to my local community. And then the thing that is driving me from a business and entrepreneurial and lifestyle design perspective is the fact that I started in real estate on my own, self-driven, around 2003, when I bought a place, figured out that I made a little bit of money, did some research at a library, bought 10 more. And then it started me on this journey of passive income, financial freedom, which led me to lifestyle design, which led me to, we only have so much time on this big blue earth to do the things that we want to do. So it's definitely been a journey.
Absolutely. And I don't know how you manage to fit it all in. I'm always using the excuse, I'm a parent, I've got my business and all this, and I can't fit it in. And there's Mr. Maurice doing everything that he's doing. I don't know how you do it. We'll touch on time management in a bit, because sure. That's something I'm actually currently exploring, and I'm so interested to hear your perception on that. But first of all, I want to say that Maurice, everyone who knows you, including myself, I mean, I've read, you know, kind of recommendations on LinkedIn about you and various things. And the thing that strikes me the most about you is everyone says that you're so humble and lovely, which you are. I know you as a person. And you are a very giving person, and you always like to share your knowledge and, you know, what you've learned and things like that. So I know that one of your passions is to,
you know, teach people, especially the youth, about, you know, really working on their mindset around things like money, lifestyle, how we, you know, figure out our time. And, you know, you've helped me in so many ways. I've asked you many questions about different things. And you have a lot to share and you have a lot to teach people. And I know that you are so generous with your knowledge as well. And one of the things that, you know, really interested me is this, you have this theory about the five freedoms,
right?
Which is, it really struck me because I'd never heard of it before, but after kind of consuming your content, getting to know a little bit more about you, I really think that it's such a great topic that people should kind of look into. So I want to kind of touch on what the five freedoms are and how they can help people as well.
Absolutely. But let me give a little bit of context on where it's all coming from. It's all coming from my developed over time understanding that we only have a certain amount of days on this planet. If we assume that we're going to live to 80 and everything else is a gift from above, then we have 28,000 days to live. And the notion of the 9 to 5 and the hamster wheel and pressing repeat every day for the sake of chasing a corporate title. And I, nothing wrong with corporate, but just for the sake of chasing a title, just didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So I've always been on this path of, what am I doing here on this planet? How can I create time? I found how to generate passive income, which we'll talk about, which creates time. And then I use that time to go do other passions, like being a police officer or traveling around the world or meeting awesome people like you and things of that nature. But the five freedoms came from a conversation with a business coach that I have who's been helping me on my commercial real estate business where I buy apartment complexes across the United States. And he expressed to me verbally what I knew in my mind but couldn't figure out how to express it. And it's that there are five freedoms. And if we have one or more of those freedoms, we tend to be moving towards happiness much more than if we're just existing on this planet. So those five freedoms are financial freedom, time freedom, geographic freedom, freedom of purpose, and freedom of relationships. And they have been a Bible for me over the last year or so since I really, really got to understand them and study them. And now I talk about it quite a bit, but I'm happy to explain each one if you'd like me to.
Well, I think that might take a little while, but if anyone's interested, they definitely can go to your content. But there is one that I really want to talk about for selfish reasons, because I want to know more about it. One kind of theme of my life, and it has been a theme for the last couple of years, is time. The amount of times I've said the word time and used it as the biggest excuse not to do something, or, you know, to put something off. And it's something that I currently struggle with, and I'm still struggling with it. For me, time is so valuable. It is, like, for me, way more precious than money. You know, I would buy time. I'd spend all my money just so I can have more time. That's me. Because time is so valuable. And, you know, how can, first of all, let's touch on the time freedom and how you think about that. And then talk about kind of the mindset, because obviously you do so many things. I don't know how you manage to do them all. What is your kind of, you know, what is your theory around time, and how do you manage time? How do you treat it? What is the mindset behind what you think about time?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Time is the only resource. It's the only thing that we can't create more of, or we can't get back. So that's it. Like, once this interview is over, then the interview is over and that time is gone. And hopefully it'll be well spent, because it's what we've got. Time is not infinite. And a majority of us spend 80% of our lives working. It's just the truth of it. There's nothing wrong with work. But what I mean by that is the kind of the negative aspects of work, where you're just you have to go to work every day to meet your basic needs to live and things of that nature. I really believe, from a mindset perspective, we're not put on this earth to exist. We're put on this earth to thrive. And the way that we can thrive is by creating more space in our lives. I think it's physical space, but it's also time space. The way that I create time is in two ways. One, I get my butt up very early in the morning, as you know. So I'm usually up at 4 a.m. And I probably finish doing everything I need to do by 8 a.m. by the time my youngest wakes up. I don't work at night anymore, meaning I won't do the hustle thing at night anymore. It's always first thing in the morning. So that's 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. So that's 20 hours. That's 80 hours a month. That's 960 hours a year. I mean, you literally created 2/3 of a year inside of a year, if you want. And it's a mindset shift. And I've helped other people kind of get there. It doesn't have to be at night. It can be other portions of the day if that's what makes sense to you. But we have the ability to create time. We're just in this norm of I'm supposed to work from 9 to 5. And after that, I can mess off and go watch Netflix for 5 hours and not do things that are or do things that are non-productive and things of that nature. I got myself to a point where I don't do those brown time things. Brown meaning things are not that are not productive to my business goals or my life goals. It's rare that I'm messing around much, except for this last Sunday when I was watching the Super Bowl. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is passive income is something that people should get very familiar with. It is income that is coming in that is divorced from your time to make it. So when I buy a real estate project or invest in something, once the initial work for that investment gets done, that investment just starts to pay you on a monthly basis or on a quarterly basis, and you have money that's coming in without you having to spend your time doing anything. So I am willing to spend my real time to create capital to go buy something that will then create time back for me. So it's like this cyclical thing where I'm always creating time, and which always creates capital. And then I use the time to go do passions like travel and meet people like you.
I need to learn that concept. It needs to be ingrained, because that's definitely something I could definitely use in my life as well. That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love when you're talking about the brown time. Of course, I've consumed your content, so I know about the gold, the green, and the brown. So for anyone who's listening, if you're interested in how to create more time for yourself, definitely check out Maurice's content on his Instagram or Facebook, however you prefer to kind of follow him. So Maurice, you obviously live a very lavish lifestyle for the most part, and I always see you traveling, country hopping, skiing on a boat. Like, you look like you just living life the best way possible. But of course, in anyone's life that there's some kind of balance, and we have struggles in life, like any human does, right? So could you talk about a time either, building your investing side of things or your coaching business or what have you, that you struggled and how you overcome? Because this podcast is specifically aimed towards people who, have that entrepreneurial spirit and really need that lift to kind of encourage them to keep on going in whatever they're trying to pursue. So, just a kind of like Friday motivation, a little story about something that you struggled with and how you overcame and what we can learn from that.
I'll tell you this, from 2002 to 2015, it was all single family residences. That's what I was buying and investing in. And I did it all by myself. The struggle was it was lonely, like really lonely. Because while the fellas were going out on the weekend, I wasn't. I was driving as far as 300 miles north-south between all the properties that I own, doing paint, dealing with termites, toilets, all those types of things. But it was worth it. But I will tell you that I took it all on my own. I self-managed it. And while I appreciate the life lessons and business lessons it gave me, it was the wrong approach. And here is how the right approach presented itself. In 2015, when I got up to a certain goal, I had a goal of having a certain amount of income coming in from real estate. I switched from single family to large apartment complexes. I needed a new challenge for myself. But as soon as I started studying how to buy large apartment complexes, the same thing started coming in my head of, man, this is going to be a lonely endeavor and what have you. By happenstance, I met someone at a real estate conference. We became very close friends, and she asked me to sponsor something called sponsoring a deal of hers. I had the net worth, financial liquidity, and experience to do a large complex so I could get the loan for her and her team. We did that deal in 3 months. It went extremely well, and then we decided to partner, and as you know, we became Quattro Capital, and I have 4 other partners. Well, since we kicked off in earnest in January of 2020. We've done 9 deals. Our 9th one just closed this month, January of 2021. So what was the overcoming point? Was finding people who were similar to me in a way. Was realizing that I'm not the only one out there who was trying to create passive income and have a better life. Finding people who also didn't care about corporate titles, who didn't care about competing, who just wanted to create with me. And because of it, what I have accomplished in the last year and a half has eclipsed what I was doing for the previous 15 on my own. So the acceleration just by being with people is crazy. And the funny thing is, you're going to go, like, I literally got a call yesterday and I'm going to go in and be a partner on a winery.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. That's the first time I heard of this.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. I just got the call yesterday. Yeah. I can't do that on my own. I can't be in 48 different places on my own, but I can certainly partner with people who are like-minded to achieve certain goals. So
yeah,
that is that's how I've overcome that.
And
that
I also forgot to mention, you have some restaurants as well, and you have invested in restaurants. Yes. Yeah. Matt, many talents. I love it. I really want to hear more about this winery investing. Sure. I love it, Maurice. So obviously we've had struggles and there are so many great things about what you do. I mean, I don't know how to ask you this question, but I mean, I probably know the answer, but what is the best thing about owning your time and being free?
Owning my time and being
free. It's already a self-answered question.
Yeah, like it's a self-answering question. But
what do you love?
I'm in full control of my life. I'm in 100% control of my life. I've been up right now. Right now I've been up for 30 hours or so because, you know, I was working for the police last night and I came home. I laid on the couch for an hour and I'm back up. It's a choice. I want to do it because I was given a community last night. If for some reason my corporate firm comes back and says, hey, you know, it's time for us to part ways, or the police department or any other entity that I'm in full control of my life. And that was the point of this whole thing. It was never to bank $30 million and have it in the bank and go out and floss. And you know me, I'm actually a really humble, normal cat. But I like the fact that next Wednesday, because I can, I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to fly back to Beirut and I'm going to spend some time with some friends of mine because I need to get out of the U.S. I need to get out of the U.S. I've been here a little bit too long. And I have enough money coming in to meet my basic needs and then some. I'm not saying I'm not interested in being filthy rich. I don't, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with being able to control your basic needs, take care of your family, have some money left over for legacy purposes. And then the thing that I do really well is I'm not a splurger. I reinvest everything. So it's just been the cycle. But the best thing about it is just being in full control of your life, where no one except for my mom and dad and maybe the Lord above can tell me what to do. And I like that.
Wow, that's amazing. I think that's pretty much everyone's goal in life, right? To be free and to kind of create our own happiness. So
yeah.
I'm so happy for you, Maurice, that you've got to that stage. You're a true inspiration. So I know as well that you are currently coaching students to, you know, kind of mm-hmm. be on the path to having the life that you've created for yourself, to be free.
Sure.
Kind of like the five freedoms and you know, sharing what you know. So, you know, what is the number one thing that a lot of people come to you? What do they want to know? Is it like a mindset shift? Is it that, or is it kind of lifestyle? Is it finance, or is it a combination of so many different things?
I think it's a combination of so many things, but a combination of all those things. But they're looking for an understanding that is beyond the societal understanding of what they are supposed to be. And the quick example is someone that I'm working with out of New York. She's a sales executive. She moved to New York for the job, but because she's in New York, she had to get a $4,000 apartment. Because she has that $4,000 apartment, she needs to keep that job, and it's this vicious cycle. So what I've helped her understand is she can get a virtual job, kind of like you and I talked about. She is preparing to move to Portugal to live at one of the outsite locations. Really good resource. OUTSITE.CO. So co-working, co-living locations. She's gonna drop in salary from about 180 to about 60 grand a year. But I think she's much richer because what's going to happen is she's going to do her job. She's going to be done at 2 o'clock every day. She's going to open her door and she's going to be on the coast of Portugal, ready to explore in a place where $60,000 will make her a queen. The problem was she was competing with society. She was competing with trying to get up that ladder. She was competing with, well, I have to be here in New York City and I need to buy a car and I need to have the best apartment and I need to do this. So you become, I don't want to say enslaved, I hate that word. You become a tool of those things that you need to pay. You are forced to go to work to pay for your lifestyle. So I helped her cut the cord and find resources that empower her lifestyle design decisions. She does not need to create passive income. And I want to make that clear. It's not about passive income necessarily. She doesn't need to create it because what she's going to do working online, she enjoys it. And that's her purpose. So now not only does she have geographic mobility and she has her purpose that she can work on, now she's going to get the constant learning of being in another country and have money in her pocket because she's not spending $4,000 a month on rent in a city that is just going to destroy her paycheck. So it's those types of things. And I think once people get a different vector, then they start to realize the art of the possible for life.
Wow, I love that. Absolutely. Because success is our own definition, right? It's whatever we deem our success.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big time.
Maurice, thank you so much for sharing all your amazing.
You're welcome.
I love that I know you personally. And I would encourage everyone to check you out on Instagram, which is where you're mostly kind of active.
Or yeah.
If you're on LinkedIn, and yeah, just follow your journey because you are an inspiration, and it's truly, you know, it's just a pleasure to know you. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing with us today.
I am humbled. I appreciate it and look forward to talking more.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.